耐人寻味的经典英式黑啤，热情奔放、花果香气十足的美式系列，还是喜欢清爽宜人的德式小麦，或是钟爱厚实浓烈的比利时啤酒，欢迎收听深饮啤酒，陪你探索来自世界的精酿啤酒，让我们一起从微醺中学习吧。 Cheers。大家好，我是深饮啤酒的主持人 Claire。 不晓得大家喜欢暌违已久的更新吗？上一集我们邀请到啤酒头酿造的阿杰，在上上集则是台虎精酿的 CEO Winnie 的访谈。不瞒大家说，这三个访谈都是在同一个时间录制的，所以你会想说其实这资讯应该不会有落差，大家都非常专业的分享关于 TMTS 这一次双轴制造永续未来的主题，环扣这个主题跟我们分享关于酒厂端的知识、品牌、文化等等等。那这集很开心可以邀请到有鬼啤酒的创办人 Max Gelber。 那这一集有一点点小混乱，我们用中英 mix，希望大家可以听得懂，我有尽量帮大家翻译。那如果有时候我听自己聊一聊太嗨，我就会觉得然后就这样子又回答了中文又回答了英文，希望不会造成大家听觉上的负担。不过我个人认为这一次 Max 有帮我们剖析一下有鬼啤酒到底是如何迅速串红的，我自己倒是很想知道，不过大家就继续听下去吧。我是 Claire， 今天很开心可以邀请到有鬼啤酒的创办人 Max Gelber 来到现场。那今天毕竟大家看一下他的外表，应该看起来不像 local 台湾人吧
你怎么知道
你是台湾人那我们就是以中文进行今天的访谈。
不行，我也要学英文，所以我们今天用英文好不好？
好，我们今天用中英混合，友善彼此，好不好？中英混合的方式来进行今天的最后一讲了。今天很开心可以邀请到 Ugly Half 的创办人。Ladies and gentlemen, please join the extending a warm welcome to Max Gelber, the visionary behind Ugly Half here. We're thrilled to have him here with us today.
Thank you, Claire.
有没有很认真的开场？
真的 visionary,
I never
heard that before.
真的吗？
That's a nice one.
谢谢。
I don't think I deserve a visionary. No.
Okay. Or be the like once in a lifetime somebody.
Yeah, that's like yeah.
Okay, let's start the first one. Ugly Half Beer has a very unique name.
Yeah.
有鬼，然后有些人可能念丑啤酒。
Yeah.
Can you share the inspiration behind it and how it reflects your brand philosophy and entrepreneur spirit?
Yeah.
我好像应该翻译一下问题。
Uh-huh.
有鬼啤酒大家所熟知，很多人会说丑啤酒这名称其实非常的独特，很想要问一下 Max 这背后的灵感来源，还有你们的品牌理念啊，创业精神。
Uh-huh. 但是丑啤酒的话又不是丑啤酒，
也不是
有鬼啤酒。
有鬼我就想要念丑
也可以这样子说，很多人也这样子说。那我们中文名的话，我太复杂了，我不能用中文介绍这个中文，我也不太懂太专业的。
好，那 please
but the English I can talk about a little bit. You know, because we came up with the name and we were trying to figure out what we wanted the brand to be. And it's very exciting when you're coming up with a name and when you're coming up with a brand and you have all sorts of fun ideas, what you want it to look like, what's the tone of voice, who you're going to collaborate with, what's the design of the bottles, what's the logo look like, all of these fun things. But then you kind of have to check yourself and remember, you know, what's the fundamentals of what we're doing here. And the most important thing is we need to make really great, high quality, delicious beer. And that requires a lot of ugly work behind the scenes.
真的。
To live up to the pretty exterior. So the name is a little reminder to ourselves, you know, don't forget the ugly half. Never forget the ugly half.
I really like your answer. 好，刚刚 Max 大概的讲法。
You're a great interviewer.
其实有鬼的理念不只是从外大家所熟知的外观设计，或是 logo， 或者他们常举办各式大型的有趣的活动，大家都会觉得这些被社群 cover 好像非常光鲜亮丽，也非常有趣。可
今天刚 Max 有提到，其实他们最主要的核心工作是其实酿造一个高品质然后好品质的啤酒，而那也是就是 Ugly Half 那一半 Dirty Work， 就是他们不愿意曝光在人们面前的那一段才是酿酒师辛劳的结晶，然后大家也不要忘记这一点。希望大家就觉得，哎，虽然 party 喝酒非常愉悦、非常开心，可是其实大家知道酿酒师是非常辛苦的。
Yeah, if we don't have the great product, you know, nothing else matters really.
真的。
If the liquid in the bottle isn't good.
But the second one, as an international brand that has taken root in Taiwan, how does Ugly Half Beer balance the preservation of local culture with international market expansion?
Wow.
Wow. 这个问题是，其实作为一个在台湾落地生根的国际品牌，有鬼啤酒是如何平衡本土文化的传承和在国际市场拓展？
那我要问一下，为什么我们是一个国际的品牌？
2021, I was there to interview you, and then there's several brewers. They're all come from different countries. Do you remember the in the really beginning?
Our brewers?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I will say that at that point, it's really international work environment as a beer brand, a local beer brand.
Yeah.
I remember there's brewers from Hong Kong and no, Australia.
One New Zealander.
New Zealand.
I'm a New Zealander, and a New Zealander helped us to start it. But I don't know. I don't want us to feel like an international brand. I mean, craft
is something that to be ashamed. I was like,
not that. But I mean, the big reason we started this product, this brand, was we wanted to help build the local craft beer culture. And so I think if we don't fit in the local landscape here, then, you know, I don't think we've done our job. I want the product to feel at home here.
Understand.
And, you know, to get the experience to start a brand like this when there isn't much of an existing craft beer culture, you do need something to come from overseas, you know, like... None of these beer styles were born in Taiwan.
真的。
So we have to take something from overseas, but how do we make it feel local?
But can you like roughly introduce how Ugly Half, where's the location and
team? I mean, yeah. Like our brand, you know, we've always brewed our beer out in Wugu, which is pretty local.
Wugu.
Yeah. Push Wugu Chu.
It's a... Wugu Chu.
Yeah. So we've always made our beer there, and so we feel like we're a local brand. I want us to be a local brand. I don't want us to feel foreign. So apart from this white face, you know, I think we're pretty local. I hope we feel local.
是刚刚 Max 讲的一整段的重点就是我们是本土的在地的精酿啤酒品牌，请不要称我们为国际品牌。我一直以为说一个品牌是国际品牌代表。It's such an honor to say, oh, I'm an international brand. But for you, it's like the opposite. I was willing to stay local to be more connect with the local consumers. I think that's what you want. That's what Ugly Half want to deliver.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it.
我很会回答吧。那也很好奇，就是 how does Ugly Half Beer effectively use social media to convey the brand spirit and establish a deep emotional connection with consumers? Can you share the strategies and methods used to achieve this? 这一题我相信在座还留在现场的各位非常想知道的一个问题。其实在这个快速变化的数位时代，其实有鬼啤酒被为人所知的就是他们非常的会行销，然后以及利用社交媒体来传达品牌精神，然后以及跟消费者建立起这些深刻的情感连接。你看 ，through social media, you could be this so strong connection with your customers. I think this is something that a lot of brands would love to learn from you.
From me,
for your team.
Yeah, I would say, here I have to, you know, take my hat off to a really good team who does all the social media, a marketing manager, CC, and Red, who's our designer. I think they do a great job. And I was talking to CC about this question, and she was saying, you know, social media is, she thinks of it more of just a method to get the message out there.You know, it's a good tool in that respect. And one of the best things about it is that you can get instant feedback and instant connection with all of your consumers. So I think there's some kind of great attributes of the tool, but the tool itself is not the main component there.
好，其实刚刚 Max 回答这一题就非常的官方，也不过我觉得这个回答其实也是就是对他们对于 Uber 来讲，就是很会使用社交媒体，像是 IG 啊、Instagram 或是可能 TikTok 或是 Facebook， 他们觉得其实品牌一旦有了使命跟愿景，就是社交媒体其实是一个载具，可以去传递他们的精神，然后可以用更快速有效的方式，然后大家他们也会尽可能呈现在视觉或文字上，能跟消费者的生活有所连接，也可以发现一些不同的观点来带进台湾的啤酒市场。那其实同时间你使用这些社交媒介也能很及时的得到消费者的反馈，其实就很像是老板 always 会说，哎，欢迎大家来跟我说一些你对于这个公司有什么样可以改善的地方。可是当老板接到这个 feedback 不愿意改变的时候，或是没有及时的时候，员工可能就，哦，老板我就做到今天了。所以我觉得这个其实也是这个品牌很好的地方，就是他们当他们收到了，哦，消费者其实是喜欢这样子的酒的类型、宣传的方式，可是你们会 catch up， 然后继续的做执行。
Mm-hmm.
It's like when
you collection.
If you receive the feedback, you are always like keep going and to see what can you do for more, and not like just stop there and to see okay, this is the perfect project and then that's done here.
I mean, it's kind of like what we're talking about with this series of beer. You know, with R&D series, we're always trying to do something new and keep talking to people and find out what people like and. One of the great things about social media is you can have that direct communication and get that direct feedback, and it's a great medium for engaging with your customers.
现在我们来介绍一下，这是最新的凉面三合一拉格。I think this is quite a good example. Oh. Nobody will like to think about, oh, let's make a 凉面拉格。什么是凉面拉格？ There's if you don't talk to your customer, how would you?Could get this inspiration. That's, 有一天我吃凉面啊，好啊好啊，凉面。那喝啤酒 ，like this is something that maybe from the marketing or from the production point of view to come up with this idea.
I mean, it's always a team effort, and everyone gets together to share ideas about what we do, and we try and plan out the R&D series for the whole year. And this year, one of the things we wanted to do was take some of our beers that are available all the time and explore those concepts a little bit more.
Oh.
So like this is 凉面, right?
凉面.
That's your midnight snack. But the inspiration is the 吐司,
吐司,
the toast, the toast tea, which is your breakfast. So that's the breakfast beer and this is the midnight snack beer. So now we have the whole day, almost the whole day covered.
其实这款凉面三合一啤酒那个灵感来源是来自于那个吐司去边大冰红是吗？全名
同名
对，也是一款拉格，对，
也是一种我们说 amber ale，
amber ale， 所以你可以在早上的第一杯结合你的早餐的火腿蛋喝一杯琥珀艾尔，然后到晚上 late night dinner， if you, a lot of people like to have 凉面 at the end，然后最后你可以配上一个清爽的拉格，这才 5%， 所以很多人可能一早可能起床觉得哦，我先来一杯。对，越来越多人就像我们今天从中午12点就开始开喝，到现在 ，we're still sitting here and trying to drink something light. I was having IPA, or like 8% or 9% of sour. Yeah.
I heard you talking to Jay about it. You can't do it all the time, right?
对，不行。啊，
太危险了。
太危险 ，but this is so drinkable.
Good.
But do you know 成分原料 ？What's inside? What's the ingredients?
Sure.So there's I think there's about 4 or 5 different types of malt. It's Helles style, German Helles style is the kind of the base beer. But then because it's a 凉面 lager, we also, we add miso, we add cucumber, and we add white sesame. So when you're drinking it, you should be able to, you get quite a lot of cucumber on the nose, a lot of sesame. And then when it finishes, like nice and dry and refreshing, like a lager should. So you're, you know, that's why you feel like you can drink a few of them. But then you also get really nice white sesame at the end. And one thing we, you know, we like to play around with interesting, crazy flavors like that. But we also want the beer to be drinkable, right? So we didn't want any of those flavors to be overwhelming. We want you to be able to have more than one. you know? And yeah, so I feel like the team has done a really great job achieving that in this product.
所以其实尤威啤酒在这一次的，它也是算是 R&D 系列
对
的，可是你有特别做一个，就是 actually it's been a while that you haven't set up an event for R&D series.
嗯，
对，其实暌违已久有个 R&D 的 party.
因为这个配吐司
啊，因为
他们是一个，他们是一个 couple
组合。那其实刚刚就是 Max 有提到在，在其实一开始的时候喝到会小黄瓜的味道还蛮明显的，然后到尾韵的时候有白 miso 跟白芝麻的味道，然后也有这个拉格也是属于慕尼黑淡拉格，所以它的麦香也蛮明显的。我觉得意饮性蛮高，然后以及尾韵收尾的时候带一点甜，就是很舒服，然后再配上凉面的那个芝麻酱，我就觉得很搭。
搭配
Do you know the 凉面 the sesame sauce on
yes,
the
sure.
actual 凉面
right.
I think it's a good combination.
Great match. Perfect. Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't I was
No,
我今天是我刚刚从女性兰回来，所以我不能参加那个活动，我有点后悔。
不会，你可以随时带着一手啤酒去凉面摊就可以试试看了。那也想要问关于 I would like to ask about green transformation, the question about it. How does Ugly Have Beer practice green transformation in the production process, such as energy conservation, carbon reduction, and resource recycling?
We have a few things that we do. We try to recapture some of the steam that we use and reuse it. That's probably the most obvious system that we have. But then the other tools at our disposal are just we need to be very careful about using electricity, using gas, using water, and we try to control that consumption as much as we can. I wouldn't say we have any really specific green technologies.
Okay.
But the thing that will help the environment the most is actually to make more beer. You know? if we make more beer, everything becomes more efficient and effective. So,
好合理哦。
Yeah, that's the idea. If we make more beer, we will help the environment.
其实有我这一题是关于又味啤酒是在生产过程中是如何实践绿色转型的，例如节能减碳或资源回收。其实刚刚在前面的台虎精酿跟啤酒头的酿造的访谈当中，我都有特别把这一题列出来，因为我就觉得ESG 这么火红的话题怎么能不问呢？那当然对于Max 来说，有鬼啤酒其实在于虽然网络声势非常的浩大，然后非常的 popular， 可是不过在酒厂端在规模上面也不算是非常的大，就是相比刚刚前面两个酒厂，所以其实能有效在实践绿色转型的最重要的就是你有提到就是要销售更多的啤酒、
yeah.
把规模扩大才有可能在公共设施上或是有限度的在这设备上做 level up， 或是他们因为其实actually CC write me about 那个 a steam regulation
recirculation
yes
I'm not a technical person so
对那对我有特别问这个，其实酿酒厂他们有一个设备就是装蒸汽循环系统，他们试图把水可以再做 recycling， 然后还有当地的麦芽渣 you actually give away the malt the waste of the malt to the farm
Yeah, we a chicken farmer comes
chicken
and picks
farm.
it up.
And, 对对对，
the chickens taste extra good now. They brought some over and they're quite delicious. So
是是，其实台湾很多酒厂都这么做，他们会把糖化之后酿造的麦渣，然后留存下来，然后不是做直接丢掉，而是会给当地的一些养鸡场或是刚养牛的也有，然后让他们可以吃下跟吸取这个纤维素。
Okay. 纤维素。
When you eat veggies, you actually gain this 纤维素。
纤维素。
Veggies, you know the
fiber.
Fiber.
Oh yeah.
对。
Okay.
那 I will have last two questions for
okay.
you. And how does Ugly Have Beer integrate Taiwan's agriculture products to promote environmentally friendly and innovate product development? 然后这一题问题是想要问一下，哎，像是这个结合凉面，其实你们很多产品是结合台湾在地的农产品。是怎么样？你们是如何运用在地原物料去推动环保啊？创新
？I think for our industry, this can be a hard one because the two main ingredients aren't actually grown or made or manufactured in Taiwan. So you hops and malt, you know, hops don't grow here and malt isn't made here.
真的
？This is a little bit. So that's tricky. It's tough. That's really tough for us. So we have to import a lot of the main ingredients. But then when we have opportunities to use other local elements in our beer, and like we like to play around with R&D and use lots of different things. And one of our best-selling beers is our guava sour beer. And that's local guava, it's local wheat, it's local salt, coral reef salt. And so I think we've done a really nice job of using local materials in that beer. And we try to when we can, but it's not, beer is not an easy industry to do that here, unfortunately.
真的, then why do you choose in Taiwan?
there's lots of other great reasons to be here. Nowhere is perfect, right?
也对啊。
Nowhere is perfect.
也对。其实刚刚Max有提到, 其实大家如果熟知啤酒产业的话, 知道其实啤酒最大的两个主要原料, 啤酒花跟麦芽, 其实在台湾都是需要进口过来的。 所以刚刚我们提到, 诶, 怎么样兼具环保, 跟你使用哪些农物料去做酿造, 其实油桂啤酒目前的话, 有一个最有名的叫巴勒盐小麦, 他们使用了在地的小麦巴勒, 还有 珊瑚椒盐, 因为Goose是一种带有咸味的德系的啤酒, 那其实他们这些都使用台湾原物料, 还有, you didn't mention, 凉面系列的美而美, 你们用了美而美的,
For 吐司,
对,吐司,
yeah,
其实刚,
this is a good use of local,
就是上一款为了匹配凉面三合一的吐司去边大冰烘的,
后面有吗?
Yay! 太好了, 我中文不好,
don't let me slip over,
对,这一款, 这款其实是使用有跟美而美做合作，使用了废弃吐司边来取代他们啤酒中本来需要的 5%的谷物. You use actually 5% of grains?
Yeah, 大概.
好酷哦！
Replaces 5% of the grains.
A replace.
Yeah.
很不错，而且这样子的话，其实可以更. I think it's a great idea to reduce the cost of the inter.
Yeah,
ingredients.
Well, that's the best way to be environmentally conscious, I think. If it makes it, like all of these, if we can use less gas, less electricity, then we can make more money. So that's the best way to be environmentally conscious, I think, is if you can be selfish at the same time.
我觉得这样很聪明，看不仅是你看去边后的吐司边谁会想要吃，可是当你它其实也是一种可以用于酿造端的。 Still remember which process of the brewing you put the toast in?
It goes in a same stage with all the malt. Yeah.
糖化的时候就放了吐司边.
但是也有点复杂。有点复杂，没关系，我就是小小了解就可以。No,
it's
not a secret. I，我说复杂的话，因为我不懂，我也不懂，不是你不会不懂。那问一下境外的，请问
Nick。 吐司边你们是在酿造的哪一个阶段把它放进去的?
Yeah, it goes into the mash.
糖化嘛?
Yeah.
糖化, so actually you knew the right answer.
Yeah. But we have to be, took us a long time to get it right. And we found that you need to not use big pieces of crust. They need to be little pieces. And we need to add some enzymes as well, because otherwise, it's like if you put a piece of bread into a cup of water, it goes all mushy and sticky. And we can get stuck if you don't use the small pieces and use some enzymes to help break it down. So it was a little bit of trial and error for us to make it work properly.
很酷, so it's such a hard work to make this beer. It seems easy, but if you say that you have to overcome the production part, the toast, I can imagine if you put the toast right into a water, it will be so sticky.
Can be complicated.
对啊,
beer is not so simple, you know. It's not just this part either. Beer is really hard to make. Well, a lot of people think that beer is this kind of very common basic drink, but it's not true.
真的，我们完全能明白。
Yeah. Actually, much more sophisticated than wine and whiskey and all these other things, you know.
I think the beer couldn't live for long. At least like 8 months to 1 year.
For the shelf life?
Yeah,
and we have to deal with short shelf life. It's really hard. And for our beer, we recommend that it all is refrigerated all the time. So it's, beer is, you know, a special, complicated drink to make. And, you know, we need to respect it.
没错,
it's a very special product.
在场的各位应该好好珍惜手上的那一杯啤酒。其实啤酒的酿造端不止非常的复杂，你看想要酿造出独特的技术或是创新的风味，其实光是技术你就必须要很多的研发，然后试错，然后最后手上的那一杯，可能有些人就觉得，哎，这个没有威士忌那么浓烈，是不是很容易？结果发现，哎。 一点都不容易，而且这是啤酒的有效期限，还威士忌可能什么哦，老酒可以存放十几年，可是啤酒就是必须要随时维持在冷链的环境下，然后维持风味的稳定。尤其是我每次都会说，其实啤酒都是在酿造的那一个 moment 开始凋零。嗯、Do you understand this in Chinese？
在酿造那一段
凋
那一段。
Once you brew a beer,、嗯、and it just start to get old.
嗯
，For me, the beer is like this.
Yeah.
Especially IPA.
Yeah, 特别是有啤酒花的味道。
对，
很快
就是开始趋向。You don't need to like live it around 6 months,、
嗯、
and the flavor just gone. It's not the same.
So that's one of the great reasons to appreciate local beer and local breweries because it's fresh. You know.
对，这就是为什么要喝台湾在地酿造的精酿啤酒，因为其实维持啤酒的好的品质稳定性，其实就是最新鲜最好喝。所以我这边不得不帮台啤说一句话，其实18天真的也是很新鲜的啤酒，因为他们如果真的诚如他们说的，就是维持稳定的话、嗯，
这个概念很棒。
对，我就很喜欢这个概念，希望精酿啤酒产业有一天也可以18天。
哇，我们试试看
啊！是
我们没有台币的那个力量，
没有力量，金钱的力量，
就是这个都是 Nick 的压力，对不对？
哎，金钱的，我们需要更多的销售。那 the last question for you:、facing future environmental and market challenges,、嗯、what are Ugly Half Beer long-term plans and goals? I think this is an easy one.
Sell more beer.
Sell more beer. 谢谢。哇，谢谢大家。
Well done.
这一个问题，对啦，这其实就是面对，我想要问的是面对未来的环境跟市场的挑战，你有没有什么新的长远的计划跟目标呢？那就是请在座的各位人手一杯，然后把啤酒喝完，这就是尤其是创办人或是老板最大的愿望。There's no other.
No, but I guess the big thing is how do you do that, right? How do you sell more beer?And
you have to hire more Nick.
There's only one Nick. There's only one Nick. So I wish we could grow more of him, but I haven't found out how to do it. No, we have a great sales team, and they're out there doing their thing every day. But I think it comes back to what we were talking about earlier, is we do need to really keep pushing this kind of a local beer culture and make people...aware that there's some really great local beer out there, whether it's us, whether it's Taihu, whether it's Pijotou, everyone's making good beer. And like we said, you know, fresh is best and beer is fun, you know, let's have fun with drinking fresh local beer. And we just need more and more people to appreciate that and we can sell some more.
没错，希望大家可以透过今天的活动很感谢，就是不管是远方的听众或是曾经在这边驻足的朋友，今天听到我们前面的台虎精酿啤酒桶酿造跟最后的有鬼啤酒的 Max 来跟我们分享，其实在产业端的部分，就是在技术端已经够难了，我们所需到不管是很努力的做行销，很努力的做销售，最后其实就是希望大家有一天可以没有要攻击对面，就是可以多喝一点精酿啤酒，对，可以尝试一点商业啤酒以外的风味，其实发现原来在精酿啤酒的世界，虽然你看起来好像单杯的成本比较高，可是你要想我们在如果有一天它的规模能扩大的话，可以更多人喝的话，同时间你手上那一杯200块的那杯也可以变成80, 70, 60 If you have it more, if you have more
scale is important.
Scale is important. So.Please drink more beer and
That's our message to everyone for today. Please drink more beer.
谢谢，然后非常谢谢 Max. Thanks.
Thank you
for coming.
No, thank you for having me. It's always fun. So
谢谢 and it's the first time. How's it feel?
To do a podcast?
Yes.
This kind of live interview is a little bit scary actually. So I appreciate you being such a nice host.
Thank you. In the beginning, I was like really quite nervous. I was like, maybe I couldn't.
I think you did a great job. I'm sure everyone else thinks you did a great job.
大家觉得我表现如何？谢谢，谢谢，谢
谢
大家的支持。好，那我们就到这，谢谢。希望大家会喜欢这一集的 Live Podcast 啦。
如果大家有想要了解更多啤酒，或是最近我也是有涉猎一些调酒、烈酒或是美食相关资讯的话，可以上我的网站 clairedrink.com/clairedrink.com。那如果想要 follow 我的个人每天的一些琐事，其实也不是，我就会分享很多有趣的资讯，可以看我的 IG 限动或是我的 post， 然后大家也可以搜寻 drinkies， 然后底线 podcast。那我们就下集再见。见了，希望大家喜欢这久违的更新，拜拜。